Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
The Word of God says, "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in it." Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. My name is Ben Bailey. Welcome to our study of the authority of God's Word. As we think about Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19, the Bible makes it abundantly clear that if we add our thoughts and our ideas to the Word of God, we're going to be doomed. And if we take away, that is, if we see things in the Scripture and we ignore them or don't do them, we're also going to be doomed. From this passage, it is abundantly clear that we must do exactly only what God says in Scripture. How does God get His authority to us today? How do we get authority for doing what we do? Today we're going to discuss God's chain of authority. And what we mean by that is, just like any chain, there are links from the top to the bottom of it. And these links are intertwined and the whole work together as a unit. Well, God gives us His authority in the sense of a chain. It comes down to us from God, and each link in the chain is directly connected until it gets to each and every one of us today. At the top of this link is God Himself. God is the source of all authority. The Scripture says in Genesis 1, verse 1, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." Genesis 1, verse 26 and 27, "The Lord God said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness,' and thus He made man." And in Genesis 2, verse 7, "The Lord God breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul." As you look to the initial pages of the Bible, God is at the top of the chain of authority because He Himself is the author of mankind. God created me. I am His creation, I am amenable to Him, and I must, whether I realize it or not, and whether I like it or not, I must submit to the will of God. The Bible teaches in Hebrews 12 and verse 9 that God is the Father of our spirits, or the Father of our souls. And thus, Psalm 95 verses 6 and 7 says, "Today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts." And so at the top of our chain of authority, we must recognize and realize we are God's creation. He spoke everything into existence, and what He says is the final word. But God's not here speaking to me today. God is not standing next to us. How do I get authority from God today? The second link in God's chain of authority is His Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches that God delegated authority to His own Son. Jesus said in Matthew 28, verse 18, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Well, who gave Him that authority? God did. God gave His own Son authority from heaven, and He's got authority in heaven and on earth. Colossians 3, verse 17 says, "Whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." What does that mean to do something in Jesus' name? Can you just do whatever you want, throw your hands up in the air and say, "In Jesus' name," and that's okay? Well, not according to Acts 4, verse 7. Peter and John were asked, "By what authority or by what name have you done these things?" And they responded by saying, "In the name or the authority of Jesus Christ." To do something in the name of Jesus means that we do it by His authority, by His Word. Hebrews 1, verses 1 through 3 says, "God, who at various times and various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds." God has set His Son, Jesus Christ, in the chain of authority directly under Himself. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3, "Christ is the head of man, man's the head of woman, and God is the head of Christ." And thus God placed His Son in this chain of authority. But Jesus Christ is not here today. He's not standing directly next to me. He's not whispering in my ear. How am I getting authority from God if Christ is not here today? Thirdly, in this chain of authority, getting authority from God to man, we have the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised and made very clear to His disciples that the Holy Spirit would work together with Him and the Father in getting the Word of God to us. And I want you to listen to three passages in the book of John which clearly teach that the Holy Spirit played a very important role in the authority of God. John 14:26, Jesus said, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." And so, in the first century, to the immediate disciples, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit, He's a helper, He's coming, He's going to teach, and He's going to remind you of all things. Then we turn to John 15:26. And the Bible says, "But when the Helper," Jesus speaking, "when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, He will testify of Me." And so He's the Spirit of truth, He's from God, and He was going to testify of Jesus Christ. And then, a nail in the idea, putting the final nail in it, John 16:13, Jesus said, "However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth." Listen, He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. And so, here's the promise. The Spirit's coming. He's going to teach, He's going to remind, He's going to testify, and, listen carefully, He's going to tell you all truth. Not of His own authority. Whatever He hears will be from God. And so, God sent His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus promised that He would send the Helper, the Holy Spirit, and that He would guide them into all truth. Well, did that happen? Absolutely it did. Jesus told him in Luke 24, "You go in Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father." Acts chapter 2, Peter stands up with the 11. They speak in an unknown language they've never heard. And Peter proclaims, this is that promise. The Holy Spirit came. And from the time of Peter speaking to the writing of the end of the New Testament, the Holy Spirit did its job. For Jude 3 says, we have the once for all delivered faith to the saints. We have the perfect, complete law of liberty, James chapter 1 and verse 25. And so we have the Holy Spirit in God's chain of authority. Is the Holy Spirit still speaking to us today? Not according to 1 Corinthians 13, verses 8 through 10. For the Bible says, when that which is complete, perfect has come, that which is in part, prophesying, miracles, miraculous knowledge, would be done away with. Well, did the complete come? James 1:25 uses the same exact word and says, we now have the complete law of liberty. We hear God's voice today, not by God Himself speaking in my ear, not by Jesus Christ speaking in my ear, not by the Holy Spirit moving me today, but in the fourth chain of authority, God, through the apostles or inspired writers, brought the Holy Spirit's Word down to mankind. The fourth link in God's chain is that God used men. He used inspired apostles and writers of the New Testament to bring His Word to us. For the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 through 21, that Scripture is of no private interpretation, for holy men of God spoke as they were moved or guided by the Holy Spirit. How did the Holy Spirit work? He worked through human beings. He inspired men in the first century to write down God's will for us today. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17 says that end product is not the will of men, it's the will of God. For all Scripture, not some, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. When the Holy Spirit inspired men, they didn't sit down and think about what they wanted to write. They were guided along by the Holy Spirit, and the end product was that every word was the very word from God Himself. Well, the apostles are not here today. The inspired writers are not here today. How are we today getting God's authority? Then we have the fifth link in God's chain of authority, and that is the Word of God. Our source for authority, working from God, through His Son Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, and right down to the time of the inspired apostles and writers bringing to us today, is the Bible. If I'm going to find authority from God today, it will be found in the Bible. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 37, if any man thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write to you, these are the commandments of God. Where do I look for God's commandments today? In the written words of the Bible. For the Scripture clearly says, today we're going to be judged by the words of Christ in Scripture, John 12:48. The Scripture says in Proverbs 30, verse 6, do not add to His word, lest He rebuke you, and you be found a liar. And oh, how I love the words of 1 Corinthians 4, verse 6. We are not to go beyond that which is written. The Bible is our source of authority today. I get God's authority, the authority of Jesus Christ, the authority of the Holy Spirit, and the inspired word of the apostles and men in that day through the word of God in the Bible. And thus my responsibility, the responsibility of all men and women today, is to study God's word. The Bible makes it abundantly clear that we cannot take it for granted. We must study and search for God's authority. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15 says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Acts 17, verse 11 says, we must search the Scriptures daily to see if what we're being taught is true to the will of God. And friend, be sure, you have to stay with the Bible and the Bible alone. Remember Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19. Whoever takes away from the prophecy of this book, God will take their name out of the book of life. Whoever adds to the book of these words, the words of these book, this book, God will add to them the plagues written in the Scripture. Friend, what a strong warning is given. If I take things out of the Bible that are there and I don't do them and I delete them from my life or from my worship, it's just like taking an eraser and erasing my name out of God's registry in heaven. If I put in my own ideas, and I add what I think or what I feel, that's no different than adding the plagues written in the Bible to my own life. What a strong warning is given to each of us to make sure that we only do what God says. Here's the best advice we could give. If you can't prove it from Scripture, don't do it. For the Bible says in Romans 12, verse 2, we are to prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. The Bible teaches us to prove all things. 1 Thessalonians 5:21, hold fast that which is good. The Bible teaches us to give a reasoned answer for our hope. 1 Peter 3 and verse 15. We're to speak as the oracles of God. If God's spoken it, we must speak it. If God hasn't said it, then we need not do that either. And so, friend, we plead with you today. We encourage you today. Let God's Word be your final authority. We get authority from God today, from Jesus Christ, from the Holy Spirit, and from the inspired apostles by reading and studying the Word of God. There is no authority from God outside of God's written Word today. Are you living your life by the authority of God? Have you obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ? Have you heard the word? Romans 10, verse 17. Have you believed in Jesus? John 8:24. Have you repented of your sins? Luke chapter 13, verse 3. Have you made that good confession? Romans 10, verse 10. And have you been baptized in water for the forgiveness of sins? Acts 2, verse 38. If not, on behalf of God's word and the authority found in it, we urge you, obey the gospel of Christ before it's too late, and then live your life founded on the word and the authority of Almighty God.